Good evening, sport fans. Biff Burns back again in the Sportlight Spotlight. And my guest tonight, a young man who has been a credit to the boxing game for over 20 years. A young man who was recently called by Ring Magazine one of America's boxers. I'd like to introduce him to you now, ladies and gentlemen, Killer Carlin.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Biff. It's a pleasure to be on your crummy show.
Thank you, Killer. Listen, could you tell me, Killer, how your fabulous boxing career started?
Well, I started boxing as a kid in my neighborhood in the Lower East Side in New York. One day I was sitting at home, my mother asked me to take the garbage out. So I punched her in the mouth. My old man seen it. He says, kid, you got a good right hand. How would you like to make a little money in a fight game? So I made my decision. Then we went into training. Of course, we didn't have a lot of money at that time. We had to keep my mother on as a sparring partner. That didn't work out too good, though. She kept falling out of the wheelchair.
Oh, yes. Well, it's a fabulous beginning, Killer. A fabulous beginning. Do you recall your first fight?
Oh, sure. That was against Slugger Hogan. Used to call him the Mad Mick.
Oh, yeah. He had quite an impressive record, as I recall.
Yeah, he did have quite a record. I think he did 15 years at Leavenworth. Picked him up in Sweden for boxing in the nude.
Oh, that's a terrible charge. But you recall now that night of the first fight, your first professional fight, Killer?
Oh, I certainly do. I remember that. I can never forget it. The lights were shining down. The crowd was out there and were yelling. I threw a left and a right, a left and a right, a couple of more combinations, a couple of lefts and then a right, and an uppercut and a left and a right and an uppercut like that. It was great. Then Hogan came out of the dressing room, down the aisle, and into the ring, and the fight started. But we got our signals a little crossed there, you know. Everybody's falling down all over the ring. Nobody's throwing any punches, they're just falling down. Even a referee took a dive just to be on the safe side.
Sure.
Never know who's in the audience.
One of the shortest boxing matches in history, as I recall, Killer.
Yeah, that's right, just 30 seconds. Just time enough to move a couple of Gillette razors and a few blades, you know.
Well, yeah. Now, Killer, you have had over 220 professional boxing matches.
That many, huh?
Yes, that many. Yeah. And you have yet to win one.
No, that's not true. That's not true. I won a fight back in 1947.
Look, Killer, before we sign off tonight, I wonder if you have a few words of wisdom to pass along to the kids that are watching us on Coast to Coast TV tonight. They may want to be boxers, too.
Oh, well, that's fine. Kids, if you want to be boxers, the main thing you got to remember at all times, stay physical. You know, it's very important. Get the proper food, balanced diet. Get 8 hours sleep every night and get good exercise. And above all, don't let your body rot. You know, a lot of kids have a tendency to let their bodies rot, you know. Rotten little kids is what yous are. I know you're a bunch of rotten kids.
Good night, sport fans. Good night.